This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On a Wednesday, happy Wednesday to everyone out there. And first, I gotta give a special shout out to our guy B Scott. Happy birthday,
hey,
B Scott.
Happy birthday, B. Happy
Brandon boy. Kyle Scott, baby.
Yeah, almost Barney Kyle Scott. shout out to Barney Scott too, his pops.
Yeah,
but happy
Mr. Barney Scott. With all due respect, yeah, I want to put all that on there.
Officer yeah. Barney Scott.
That's exactly 100%.
Yeah, the real B Scott. Mm-hmm. Salute to Brandon K Scott. Happy born day to you. And before we go to court, just a little update on the Orleans.
Oh, here we go.
Paris prison update.
Okay, so very good.
We got another one. Another one has been
found. So we're at five then, right?
Yeah, we at five currently.
They didn't get my guy, did they?
Nope. Right. I think we all good. Yeah. Our guys are still running these streets.
My guy.
I don't think this is a healthy way of looking at this.
Come on, you can
this
do
man
it.
Got horses. this man is at the Belmont Stakes.
I got the ticket in my hand. Come on.
Run.
Yeah. So the fifth person been caught, 19-year-old Corey Boyd.
All right, what did he do? How did he get caught?
I have no idea. I think they just caught him.
Yeah.
See, they got to let us know how they catch him, man.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to be letting us
or
know.
Or where they got caught. Like, was he still in New Orleans? Was he outside the state lines?
Yeah.
Because it was somebody got caught in the French Quarter.
Yeah,
like,
that was one.
That's a dummy.
You get out and go to the French Quarter.
But here's the thing. We might not know what he was trying to get out for, right? Some people, you imagine, they trying to get out to maximize the timeout. Maybe he just really wanted to hit
trying
the quarter one
it.
Time. He was like, let me kick it one time and y'all can take me back.
Yeah.
One time.
That's actually, there's probably something to that.
I kind of respect that a little bit. Like, I don't think you should be roaming around and commit crime.
Yeah.
But
he was like, let me go get a blood bag real quick. Let me hit Lafitte's and then we back.
If you got 200 years already and you ain't getting out no times, go out, get a drink. Get you a hurricane.
They got Corey Boyd.
Glory boy, yep.
Yeah. Come on, Linton. Linton Van Meer, come on now.
I'm still trying. I'm going and looking up, like, how did they get caught? Like, I want to see if I can find details.
Who'd you have again?
I don't remember.
We had the Groves guy.
That's right. Yeah, we did have Groves.
And who'd you have? Both of you had
I had
Groves.
Derrick Groves. Yeah. Yeah.
Who is still out. He's still
out here,
still
man.
In the streets, huh?
Yeah, maybe he might be in Mexico somewhere. I don't know. All right, so it's been a lot of line crossing. Speaking of those prison dudes crossing the gun line, and it's been a war on the timeline a little bit when it comes to Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese. We kind of had that whole conversation. I want to say last year since LSU days.
Yeah,
but I think we got to put Ryan Clark on the stand, man. I think we got to put him on trial a little bit because I wonder, did he take it too far here?
Okay.
So, RG3, we mentioned him.
Every time the people score hits. Sorry.
So, we mentioned RG3 a little earlier, one of the greatest, was he in the top? He wasn't in the top.
He wasn't, but I think that he should be.
Yeah.
RG3, that Baylor room was crazy.
Yeah, he would have been number one overall if it wasn't for Andrew Luck. But, yeah, so he decided to weigh in on the Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese thing. And this is what he had to say about Angel Reese pretty much committing that foul on, or she didn't even commit the, did she? No, she
No, Caitlin committed the foul.
Yeah.
Hard foul on a layup.
Here's his reaction to Angel Reese's reaction to Caitlin Clark committing the foul.
Caitlin Clark committed a hard foul on Angel Reese as she was wide open for a free easy layup. Routine play. Every one of you that's watching has heard your coach tell you, hey, we ain't gonna give them no easy points, no easy baskets, no easy baskets in the paint, baby. So why do I think Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark? It could be the fact that Aaliyah Boston had to save Angel Reese from ending her career. This is a steal shot. After the foul that Caitlin Clark put on Angel Reese, Angel Reese tried to hit her. But if it wasn't for Aaliyah Boston putting her arms in the way, Angel Reese would not be playing basketball anymore because she was going to sucker punch Caitlin Clark. Now, you tell me a time when you've seen somebody get fouled on a basketball court in a professional league where they tried to almost sucker punch somebody that they were friends with because of a hard foul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, I understand he have his opinion on if he felt like Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. Like, that's one thing. But yeah. I totally disagree with him. He feeling like Angel Reese was going to sucker punch her. Where did you see that?
No. I thought the first part of it was fine.
I thought that was accurate.
We mentioned it.
Yeah,
it was a hard foul.
Yeah, I thought that was fine. And if you want to say if you want to say she hate her.
Yeah, he took it, took it a bit much.
The part that bothered me was she was about to sucker punch her. Mm-hmm. Where did you see that
at? No, I agree.
I did not see that because if you watch a lot of NBA games, you never see anybody's sucker punch now in 2025.
Yeah.
They usually get up and act like they. I felt like Angel Reese was acting like she was about to do something.
Yeah.
She wasn't about to do nothing, man.
I mean,
where did you see a sucker punch?
No.
There's that. On top of it, there's two more points that I would like to, object to. Is that the court terminology here? First and foremost, here's the still. Come on, dog. Yeah, still photo still, guy? Still,
I'm with you, yeah.
Like, I hate still photo guy because stills can be massively misleading.
Absolutely.
In any circumstance, right? Yeah. And whether it's proves or disproves my point, I try and stay away from stills if there's other options. And we have plenty of video of that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think... Here's the still. It's crazy.
Yeah,
on top of that, never in her basketball career, we've seen people punch.
I'm with you with that,
Draymond
too.
Is still playing to this day. Like, we're not going to... That was not, even if she did get out there and punch Caitlin Clark, unless Caitlin Clark was no longer with us after it, she was going to keep playing basketball. So we might have been reaching a little bit, brother.
But his first part is fine.
No, that's totally fine.
It was a hard foul by any gauge.
I mean,
I think so.
Even if he won his hot take to be, I don't think she like her.
Yeah. Okay.
I just felt like the reasons he gave wasn't really there.
Yeah.
Because he really didn't say anything. He said, this is why I don't think they like each other, because Boston tried to hold her back. I'm like, that's not the real reason, but
yeah.
All right, but that was one part of the evidence. Now, here is Ryan Clark. I had to throw that in there. Here's Ryan Clark responding to what RG3 had to say. And I want to know if he took it too far with this.
And so now, if you're RG3, when is the last time within your household you've had a conversation about what she's dealing with? You haven't been able to do that because in both of your marriages, you've been married to white women. You haven't had opportunities to have those conversations to educate you on what they're feeling, what black women deal with, what they're seeing when they think of a young Angel Reese. And the whole time that he's mimicking Angel Reese and bobbing his head and moving his neck while he's doing this whole piece, his wife is in the back amening and clapping. And so to me, it's just another situation that now this young lady has to deal with. When I worked with RG3, he would make all of these sort of corny jokes about milk and how much he loved it and how important it was.
Is that the corny counter?
He always points out on social media the color of his wife's skin, as if the color of her skin is what makes her special, as if the color of her skin is what makes her a good wife. I've met the lady. I've had a conversation with her. Right. I think she's more than that.
Now I had to cut all of that down because he said he was talking for like 3 or 4 minutes. But that was the part that a lot of people were really offended by, that he brought his wife and his family into the conversation when right. RG3 was clearly just talking about on the court. And to kind of sum it all up, this is what RG3 had to say in response to Ryan Clark.
There's been a lot of buzz, a lot of conversations about my sports take that Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark, which was purely based in basketball. But I think all of you know there's a line in life that you just simply don't cross. Wives and children are always off limits. And Ryan Clark has sprinted past that line. Ryan Clark didn't like my sports take that Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. And that's fine. It's okay. It's part of the game. Sports media, I'm going to have an opinion. This person might not agree with it. That person might not agree with it. But what you don't do is turn around and personally attack me and my family just because you don't agree with a sports opinion that is purely based off the sport. I didn't make it personal. But what that really shows is just how low of a person Ryan Clark is.
All right, so this goes back. I'm not even going to talk about that second part, or I could, but that's not what bothers me the most.
Okay.
What bothers me the most is what's bothered me my whole life. And bothers me today and will bother me until the day I die.
I'm very intrigued as to where you're going.
And that is when certain people think a culture or a race or a person has to look and act and work at and be a certain thing based on their culture, their look, and their personal life. I can't tell you how many times growing up, and this is maybe a little too serious for this segment, I can't tell you how many times growing up, I was supposed to be something because of what I was, and I refused to be that. And I think Ryan Clark made the biggest mistake in the first part of that when he started intimating, and not even intimating, pretty much saying very strongly that RG3 doesn't know because of what he is now. I'm pretty sure RG3 has been black his whole life. I'm pretty sure RG3 has had a lot of black women in his life. And that's where Ryan Clark is guilty as charged in this court of Lopez.
Okay. I think the one thing I will say when it comes to like the wife portion of this is it does feel kind of a little funny though, because RG3 is very forward about talking about, not just talking about his wife, because that would be one thing, talking about the color of his wife's skin in particular, and that the fact that she is,
that's what he is now,
right?
But that's what he is now.
And milk, by the way, milk was trending.
Yeah, it was.
But you get my point? Like, just that's what he is now. That's what he's embracing now. That's what he talks about a lot now. But to sort of, you know, just put him in this box that because you are that now, that you don't know? You kidding me? We've all grown up. There's three minorities in this room.
There are.
We've all grown up with, oh, you can't be this because of that. What?
Yeah. I think the other thing, too, is I feel like Ryan Clark, I think if he would have made this clear from the beginning before he said anything,
yeah,
he has something personal against RG3 with or without this.
And, you know, the reason, here I am defending him. I'm not even an RG3 fan. I don't like a lot of the stuff he does.
Yeah.
But that right there, that where Ryan Clark went, is just dumb.
I think if Ryan Clark would have said from the beginning, like, man, I don't care for this dude.
Yeah.
Then I think it would have made sense. But he, his, like, statement on the whole Caitlin Clark thing, Angel Reese thing, he made it, he buttoned it up a lot. But then it kind of threw everybody off when he just kind of mentioned his wife and all the corny stuff he did, where it's just like, what did that have to do with the sports tape?
What?
When he could have just said, hey, this dude is corny. I never did care for him. We had issues at ESPN when he was here. Then I felt like it probably would have made a little more sense that you personally don't like this dude.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing that's tough with all of it, because RG3's wife comes into this because it's, I think Clark is trying to use it as a window into, because he did mention, like, you know, things that were said when they were working together, which obviously that is very vague, but for Clark, it's probably relatively specific. And it probably, at least I assume that what he's doing is speaking to RG3's views on race in that space. And that brings us back to Angel Clark and, or
Angel Reese.
Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. I just made him into one person. And all of the conversations about it. Because it is racialized within there. Like, we're very uncomfortable saying that because there is a racial aspect of it. And that's part of why it's gotten as hot as it does. Like, we were just talking to Darius Fulgham, right? And he was talking about kind of the animosity and things that happen before boxing fights. One of the things that happens, or that has happened to the dawn of time with boxing and pugilism in general, is just these things have been sold off of, like, the animosity of race.
Sure. No, I...
Magic and Larry... There was an undercurrent of the animosity of race. And so, like, these things happen, and especially in our American society, it ends up being an undercurrent because in the world of sport, those kind of animosities have popped up. So I think he was trying to speak to the undercurrent of that. I think it is fair to say, though, that it was not handled with, like, the most aplomb necessarily when talking about RG3. Look, but RG3 also did the thing where he was talking about it and then tried to back
it
up.
It just seemed like it was personal for Ryan
Clark.
Well,
it was. No, it
because, like,
was,
if I said that exact same thing, like, he can't pull the whole, oh, your wife is white card.
But here's the thing. What you just said, literally on Friday, was it Luke Morrow and I had that conversation last Friday about, you know, the Angel Reese or maybe it was Monday with you. It's all coming together. When I said, this is bird magic, and there is that undertone. I don't deny that one bit.
Sure.
There is an absolute undertone here of race or culture or whatever. What I'm saying is, it takes a lot of nerve to say you don't know because you're married to a white woman. When that guy has been black his whole life, and I'm sure he's got some stories from Killeen, you know, and all this other stuff that he's grown up with.
And I know he has some stories from Killeen. Yeah. I think, and also, it is fair.
And he also have a white baby mother, too.
He does. And that obviously complicates it in various ways as well. Someone did point out that when RG3 was making those points, and this is what Ryan Clark was talking about, I think it's the idea that it might have been intentional that he had his wife there.
Oh, sure.
Kind
There's
of in
animosity.
The back. And so, yeah, there is... This is a personal animosity on top of what is being discussed as possibly a personal animosity in sports. And so it all kind of works up there. We're not very good at having these conversations, ultimately. Like, and when I say we, I mean us personally, sure. But everybody in general, we're not very good at having all of these additional layers laid on. Because there's another dichotomy here that we have not talked about, which is everybody's doing the Caitlin Clark, this is a hard foul. When a year ago we were doing the thing where the hard fouls on Caitlin Clark were evidence of people not liking her joining the league.
And that speaks to your other point.
Like, we're just not good at all this.
It's silly, and that's what got me. He is guilty as charged.
And I also want to say, too, like, it's tough bringing up anybody's significant other, man. Like, no matter what context it is. Hell, we saw Pusha T, Drake bring up Pusha T wife in a song, and it wasn't even like, I felt like it wasn't that bad, but it just took that one time, that one name to bring up, and then all hell broke loose. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the path of just don't even mention somebody's loved one. I just keep that out, man.
Yeah. I tend to operate in that way, especially in the abstract of, if you know, it's like, and of course I'm going to do the thing, please bear with me, I think you'll understand what I'm saying when I say it. I understand that disclaimer is there for a reason. It's like when somebody wants to make an argument, brings up Hitler. We're not hearing anything else.
Oh, that's it.
You know what I mean? Like, the conversation is done.
Because a lot of people were saying, oh, he didn't say anything bad about his wife. It's the point, like, bringing my wife up can tick a lot of people off, man. A lot of guys, if you bring up their significant other,
it's over.
Yeah, man. People, they see red, man.
Yeah.
And so, it gets to be very difficult. And Yes, everybody, I'm not doing, when I do mention bird magic, I'm not talking about the talent of the players. We don't have to litigate that. I think you understand what I meant. Ultimately,
Angel Reese ain't Magic Johnson.
They got a couple of those.
Wait, who said we were saying she was Magic? I thought she was Bird. No, that is Figgy's mixtape.
That's good.
I'm going to get in trouble. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. And somebody said, maybe Ryan Clark is just jealous of that croissant. Okay, sure. Coming up next.
Oh, that croissant.
We get ready to hand it off.
Oh.
We're getting ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive. Clint and Ron, we will do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.